NPR's business news begins with gender parity in the toy box. It's a story about Legos, which have brought in billions of dollars from a consumer base that is seen as mostly male, boys. But now the Danish toy company that makes Legos is renewing its push to appeal to girls with a new playset that includes three female scientists. NPR's Sam Sanders has the story.
Earlier this year, Lego was the target of online petitions after a 7-year-old named Charlotte Benjamin wrote a letter to Lego about the toys they make for girls.
All the girls did was sit at home, go to the beach, and shop. But the boys went on adventures, worked, saved people, even swam with sharks.
It went viral. Just months later, Lego releases its research institute with three women doctors, a paleontologist, an astronomer, and a chemist. Seems that letter did a lot. But the idea for these new toys was actually around before Charlotte's complaint. In 2012, Ellen Koyman, a scientist from Switzerland, sent a pitch to Lego Ideas, a site where people can propose new Lego sets. Her pitch got enough votes to go into production well before the letter came out. Maya Weinsack is a science journalist who works at MIT. She's written about Lego and gender. She says whatever led to these new toys, it makes Lego look good.
I do think that they are listening to people, and that's more than you can say for some companies. So I look forward to more good things from them.
And Weinsack says you better get your set quick.
Lego actually limits how many you can buy at any one time. Bring a friend to the store.
The set is already out of stock online. Sam Sanders, NPR News.